Blog Talk Radio.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dallin McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dallin McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Bricconi's. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business. It's family-owned and operated. Check out Bricconi's.com. It's 630-717-9530. That's the number to call to order the best specialty pizza, I should say, is the best. And if you are a military veteran or military person, please mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your dessert or beverage of your choice is on me. Thank you for your service. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, that's according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located store to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special. $17.95 oil change. You heard that right. $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088 to book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Those party buses are just over the top, folks, let me tell you. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Check out Midwest Coach Limousine. Naper Settlement comes to play. Check them out at napersettlement.org. And another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, we want to thank Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to unwind, uncork, and untie. Check out SullivanSteak.com. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. And you know, a little trivia for you every show here. Did you know it was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk? Mm-hmm. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. From 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month. That's only $19 a month. Keep your home or business safe. With no contracts, NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. good show. It's Sally here. You know, we run this show every Thursday, and we bring you good guests every week, good news, and always at least one good laugh, right? At my expense, usually. Lots of good guest show today. We're going to have the Brightside Theater back on in the second half of this hour to talk about their latest production coming to the historic downtown district. And it's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. We'll give you more on that in the second half of the show. But first, this is The Good Show on WCKG 1530 AM, Tuyaville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where it all began. Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. Hello, everybody there, and to everybody on 1010 News Talk. And did I mention Tuyaville Internet Radio? They've been with us for maybe 5 years now. Yep. This is the 6th year anniversary of The Good Show. Thanks for tuning in to the Dolly McCarthy Show, everybody. How about those Cubs? You know, this show is based in Chicago, but I know a lot of you listening too. We have a lot of listeners in Arizona that want a little taste of their hometown to listen to this show. Your Cubbies are killing it. Last night, great game. And just this last week, very exciting times for our Cubbies. And Cubs fans having lack of sleep because we're late watching these games. Oh my goodness. What year did the lights go on at Wrigley? Does anybody know? If you can guess that, you get a free ticket to the Brightside Theater's production of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Or I can give you a ticket to season 9 coming up. We're going to talk about season 9 coming up with Julie Cornick, the founder of the Brightside Theater. She'll be joining us in the second half of the show. But first, this is The Good Show on WCKG. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is June 7th through the 23rd. With the Brightside Theater, Naperville's only national theater, performing in the historic downtown district, continues their 8th season, Dreamers and Schemers, with the deliriously funny and Tony Award-winning best musical, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, performing at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall. I hope I say that right. Yes. At North Central College, 31 South Ellsworth Street in Naperville, June 7th through the 23rd. Tickets on sale now at brightsidetheater.com. You can call them at 630-447-8497, if that's easier for you. I'm excited for the press performance on June 7th. Wait, I can't go to that day. I forgot. I got something in the works. And I'm going to tell you guys more about that later. I don't know if I can say it during this show. Can I? Can I mention it? Yeah, I've been asked. Okay, yes. I've been asked to MC the Medal of Honor night at the gala in Chicago. I'm really excited. They just asked me. I'm going to meet with them this afternoon, get all the details on that. And so that's pretty cool. Oh, wait, I can't go to the press performance. Well, I'll go to the Brightside Theater another night. It's playing through June 23rd, so we got plenty of time, guys. And we're going to talk with Julie Cornick a little later in the show. Okay, let's see. Through June 2nd, we have another theater, the Paramount Theater in Aurora, presenting the world premiere of August Rush. This adaptation of the Oscar-nominated movie is about a musically gifted orphan and his search for his birth parents. Performances begin last month, and they're running through June 2nd. If you'd like to see the show, it's still running. ParamountAurora.com, 308-966-666. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also a proud sponsor of the Trot Against Trafficking for the Selah Freedom Foundation. June 8th at 8 a.m., join me in Park Ridge at Hodges Park, where the race kicks off. All proceeds will be donated to the Selah Freedom Foundation, which brings awareness to sex trafficking. The Trot Against Trafficking is a 5K. You can check them out on the web. Where's that website? Why don't I not have it here? Well, I don't have it. Well, I'll get it. Look on the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. There's information there. Taste of Park Ridge, we're sponsoring that again. It's always a great time. July 11th through the 13th at Uptown Park Ridge. Check it out on the 13th today, just an FYI. What year did the lights go on at Wrigley Field? I'm all over the place, am I? I'm getting a text message from someone that's listening, a friend of mine actually. 1988, you're right. They originally had them ready to be installed. Wait, did you know this? They originally had them ready to be installed in 1941, but instead donated them to the U.S. military after Pearl Harbor. And then they went on like some 47 years later. 1988, folks. We're on it. How about this? What famous baseball player got his shot at Wrigley Field? We'll give you the answer a little later in the show. Okay, so let's move on. Garen Fest, the Donna McCarthy Show, is also sponsoring Garen Fest. It's Thursday, August 22nd. I know it's the end of summer. You're like, Dolly, why are you telling me now? Because if you're like me, a mom of five, even if you're a mom of one, two, three, you are booked solid all summer. I know it. You're crazy busy. So, but I want you to not be too busy to put this on your calendar so that you can plan for it. August 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, 4 days of fun at Garen Fest on the Northwest Side. Check it out there. And, you know, we are filling up fast for the St. Paddy's Day party coming up. I want to give you, not St. Paddy's Day party, our Ireland trip. Why do I always, because it's going to be a party, that's for sure. All right, don't go, I have a guest, and he'll be on shortly. We're going to talk about a book. We're going to get serious about relationships, your past relationships, and ways that you can create the love you deserve. I know this is going to be a good conversation. So don't go away. Dr. Gary Salyer, I hope I'm saying it right, Dr. Gary Salyer, he's going to tell me if I said it right or wrong when he comes on the show. We're going to pick it up with him very soon. He's got a breakthrough new book called Safe to Love Again, How to Release the Pain of Past Relationships and Create the Love You Deserve. Juicy? Okay, yeah. For some of us it is. Others it's like, hey, I'm good. Been married a long time. Good. Got all the love I need. Okay, maybe you still want to listen. No, might pick up something. Okay, really quick, the Heart of Ireland, the Dolly McCarthy Show is headed to the Heart of Ireland, September 21st to the 28th. This year coming up, guys, we're going to Galway, Killarney, and Dublin. We're going to stay at the Fitzpatrick Castle Hotel. And everything's included, even meals, airfare, $2,400. That's it. I know some of you are like, well, Dolly, that's a lot of money, but it really isn't when you think about this trip and everything it includes. Really quick, and then we're going to go take our first guest. Are you a vet looking for a career transition? Well, the Des Plaines Chamber of Commerce and Industry presents Veterans Back to Work Boot Camp, providing vets with tools they need to set up for success. You can apply now. They'll select 20 veterans, and you'll receive a personal laptop computer. You're going to get a Home Depot gift card, Woodfield Mall gift card, a maintenance pair package for your car, resume package, all kinds of career coaching, fitness package, and much more, all valued at about $8,000. The deadline to apply is Monday, July 8th. If you're a veteran wanting to get back to work and you need a boost, this is a boot camp for you, brought to you by Rivers Casino. Go on and apply at www.dpchamber.com. That stands for chamber.com. We want to thank the Des Plaines Chamber for taking the lead in this and in supporting our veterans in this very generous way. If you want to sponsor it, there's a ton of supporting sponsors, but if you want to sponsor it, I don't think it's too late. You can call the Des Plaines Chamber, but we want to highlight those businesses that are really, really making this effort because we want to take care of each other. We always talk about this on the show, taking care of each other. And I want to do a shout out to Home Depot, Rivers Casino, the Daily Herald, Harper College, Ponarelli, Oakton Community College, Village Bank and Trust, Wintrust Mortgage, Amita Health, it goes on and on and on. Thank you, everybody, for this. This is awesome. Okay, I asked you what famous baseball player got his shot in Wrigley Field, and the answer is, no, you guys are all wrong. That's not true. Billy Williams? What? No, Babe Ruth. It's Babe Ruth.
Hey guys, this is Austin Webb, and you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, I'm really excited to introduce my first guest here, and I promise you know, even though we're starting you on the show a little bit later than usual, you will have some time to talk to Dr. Gary Salyers. Dr. Gary, am I saying your last name correctly? I hope. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dolly. And yes, you are saying it. And I thank you. My son called me up the other day and said, hey, can you get these guys to say our name right?
Oh, are you kidding? I said it right?
You did. You said it right.
Salyers. It's Salyers. Awesome.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
So yeah. Your first book, I was telling you, but it's a breakthrough new book called Safe to Love Again, How to Release the Pain of Past Relationships and Create the Love You Deserve. Tell us how you are qualified to write like this. There's got to be a story.
there is a story, you know, and it goes deeper than having a PhD, you know. It really comes down to a lifelong trek. I grew up in a dysfunctional family where there was a lot of alcoholics, and I can still remember at a drunken party watching all the fighting between my aunts and uncles and saying, why can't people just love each other? And with all the divorces,
why can't they all just get along, right?
yeah. Why can't they just get along? I mean, kids are always saying things like that because they kind of see the truth. And I even knew then that my aunts, who started off life not drinking at all, became drunks with their husbands because it was better to join them in their misery than to be left alone every night. I say that in the book. And so some part of me goes, there's got to be a better way. I am never going to be a divorcee. So when I go to college, and I'm the first person in seven generations to graduate from high school, okay, so I decide this is my holy grail.
Wow, applause here. Wow.
Yeah, I was bound and determined. So I picked two majors. You want to do psychology, you want to do religion. I figure that's going to cover all my bases. And then my senior year, my favorite psychology professor says, hey, I want you to take this personality test. I said, fine, and I take it. And a few days later, he comes back and gives me the results. And as I'm walking out the door, he says, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, you have a 90% chance of having a divorce.
90?
And
whoa.
90, because of my family background and I guess other things that he, and I was, I mean, grenades were going off in my head, right? What do you mean I've got a 90% chance after this? So I literally delayed graduation that year. And I did a fifth year of college to get another degree in marriage and family. Okay, I'm good to go. I dodged that bullet. And then 12 years later, my first wife said, I want a divorce. And I'm shocked.
Wow.
Did
she know that this professor said this to you during the marriage? And what was her response?
I may have told her that. I don't remember if I told her that. I mean, we were two kids in love. She was a freshman. I was a 5th-year senior. It was that fifth year that I met her, right? I'm going to double down, man. And I do 7 years of therapy, workshops, you name it, pronounce myself good to go, and I get remarried, and 4 years later, I'm divorced again. And this time, I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not the guy that wouldn't do therapy. I showed up. And then I'm noticing that as I'm trying to date, some part of me is scared to death of being divorced again. And I'm either picking women who will conveniently show up as Ms. Wrong and will end the relationship, or I become Mr. Wrong myself. And it was after I knew that I had sabotaged one particularly really great relationship. And I was shaving the next day and I said, son, you're the only reason this one didn't work. And I looked at my life and I said, as much as therapy has done me good, it's left me managing my pain. It did not change my core style of relating, picking partners or anything. And I swore, I said, nobody should work this hard to have a lasting relationship with these results. And I said to myself, I swear to God, if they can't crack the code, I will. And that was how I began doing research, working with clients, and I began to only ask one question. What will train a brain to create lasting love? How do those who have brains that create lasting, how do they work, and how do the rest of us not work that way? And how do we get it back? How do we restore what's called a secure love style?
There's a lot of good questions there. Did you crack the code? Tell us what the code is, please. Let me just say, we're talking to Dr. Gary Salyer. I'm saying it right. I am, folks.
You are, Dolly.
Bless your heart. You're putting up with me. He's the author of Safe to Love Again, How to Release the Pain of Past Relationships and Create the Love You Deserve. Yes, you do deserve to have a long-lasting, deep love. And is it our fault? Is it always just your fault? I mean, what is
It's not our
fault. I know there's a lot of questions to ask. I have a ton of questions to ask you, but maybe that's not the first one to start with.
Well, see, you're
two marriages.
You said you've been married a long while, right?
Well, I was married for, I haven't talked about this. I haven't talked about this on the air, but almost 18 years and then 9 months, the second marriage. So, yeah, I got a lot of questions to ask you about.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's the second one that kind of does the number on you, because at that point you can't blame it all on the ex. There's a pattern here. And at least after a while.
Okay, sorry, I interrupted.
Yes.
Let's stay on track.
Well, the key here really
the pattern.
Is
you're saying it's a pattern. Go ahead.
And it's really important that we not make ourselves wrong. Nobody's wrong here, Dolly. Nobody is. About a month and a half ago after the book came out, I was speaking at an event and a friend who had bought the book came up and was talking to me. And she saw one of her friends. And she goes, oh, come on over here. Come on over here. And she comes to him and she goes, oh, this is Dr. Carey. He just wrote a book on love and relationships. And I swear to God, this woman's face went white as a sheet. She took a step back. She goes, oh, no, not another book to tell me how wrong I am. And that's the universal pain that's out there. Some part that says, I'm screwed up. I'm broken. I'm not worthy. And actually, that's not the case. You know, what I argue in the book and I present is that nobody's wrong. At some point in time, a long time ago, you're probably as the little one with parents, maybe in another relationship, if we chose wrongly, our brain took the best deal available. It took something off the table that creates lasting love, because in that situation, it wasn't safe. Say you got a mother or father that doesn't want to meet your needs and shames you, then you don't reach out. You take back and you don't feel worthy. Or if it's not safe to raise your voice and to say, this is not something I want, or this is something I want. You don't have a right to create your experience. So you take that off. At one point in time, all relationship patterns are simply an old best deal that was never given a security memo that had an expiration date. And if all we have to do is update the brain so that it can take a better deal, so it has all of the rights to create a lasting relationship, that's the D, that is to realize that whatever your pattern is, at one time, that pattern of not reaching out and then being resentful, or not speaking up and feeling disempowered, or not being totally left, at one time, that was the best deal available, and all we want to do is give your brain a better deal. And that better deal is to feel four core feelings and to have certain rights that I talk about in the book, these six rights. And when you have those rights and those feelings running your brain automatically chooses better, creates better, maintains better relationships. That's the key. Not making yourselves wrong, but just giving yourself a better deal.
Right. And it doesn't mean blaming your parents and being, it means facing and accepting these six rights that you're saying. We're going to dive into that. But you did talk about going back in time, and that was the best deal you got. That doesn't mean that you should just start getting mad at your parents and blaming them, because I'm a mother of six, and I'm doing the best I can here. I hope they don't grow up and start blaming me for everything. I would die.
I know.
But yeah, they will. They will, and I blame my parents for things, but I was one of 14. My gosh. You got to sometimes, give yourself and your parents a break. Go ahead and blame them. They're not perfect. But now that you've faced that, if you're where I'm at, you just can't continue to just blame, because it doesn't make change happen. You don't progress. You don't grow. So then we decide that we're going to accept these six rights. So let's talk about these rights, and then how do we put these all in action? Like, if you want to use me as an example, go ahead.
No. I mean, we both have got. All we did was signed up for lesson partners so we can find our ultimate life partner. That's what you and
I have
done.
Did you find your partner number three, your third?
I have not yet. I'm still looking for. still looking for. I'm looking for Ms. Wright, and I'm not lonely. I'm the most loving version of myself, and I knew, and I found out from the second time, choosing to get married, and I think there was a little bit of me. I was just going to make married because I wanted to prove I could do it. It's not about proving you can have a lasting. It's about finding the right one, and I really am looking for the woman who will understand my mission in life, and we can support each other's big vision.
Right.
And she's out there, you know. So these six rights that I talk about in the book is early between 0 and 3, your brain is given these six rights for love. And they become templates, cookie cutters, so to speak, for creating all relationships afterwards. The secure versions of them, you have a full right to exist. And what that means is you've been welcomed with joy into the world. And when you feel welcomed, then the world feels like a cozy, warm place. You can trust life. And you are allowed to be in your body, which allows you to have a full connection to yourself and others, because we need a connection with our body to actually empathize. There's a lot of neuroscience about it. So it gives us a right to be in the world and to feel good about it and to trust. Then there's the right to have your needs met. And that's when, you know, you get congruent responses. Mom reaches back, dad reaches back, and it's okay to reach out for your needs and to take and to give. So give and take, and you know they're going to respond back. They're noticing your patterns and preferences and needs, and they're already they're not giving you what you don't need. That's and then you feel worthy and nourished, and then that feeling helps determine who you pick and choose later. The third right is a right to separate and belong. That's when the toddler comes on and they start walking around and they go, wait a minute, I'm over here and mom and dad are over there, so what's up with that? And they know they need more backup because they're kind of vulnerable. So they want to be a me. You know how toddlers want to be out playing and they don't want you around, but the moment you walk out the room, wah, and all that stuff, right? There's need for separation and supervision and support. So you get to be a me and a supportive we. It's not split, just me or just a we and I lose myself. It's you get to be a full me and a protective we. That's a great relationship. And that we, by the way,
is
so
important. What does that mean in an adult relationship? Like, I'm me. I have my own career, like you do. You're an author. Mm-hmm. I'm a professor. I'm a publisher myself. Mm-hmm. And so then, I think that, you know, for us single people out there that have been trying, we like our independence, but, you know, why isn't that kind of we? What is it?
Well, now that's interesting. You know, a me is you get to be fully Dolly, or if you're listening, you get to be fully yourself out there. But it's not just, I got to be me. It's not doing a Sinatra. Right. It also allows you to acknowledge the full meanness of the other and to co-create between the two of you. Okay. So you can share influence. It gets a little bit into the next right, but you get to be co-identified. So you get to have two me's. You get to go out and explore your world, pursue your dreams, and then come back to the home port of another person's heart where you can rest and find comfort and love. And then you go out and explore some more. And where both people are the safety net under the higher wire act of each other's aspirations and dreams. And whatever those dreams are, could be, you know, being a publisher and being on a radio host. It could be being a better mom. It could be getting a degree. But both people acknowledge, yes, I see that me, and I am down here to support you and to be behind you. So we have a home port. It's called a secure base in attachment theory. Yeah, that's what it is. Me and we. It's an alternate. You get to do both, not one or the other.
Great. I get that. Okay, now, creating your own experience. That's your other right. Tell us about that one.
After that, you know, once you get to be a me, the child says, well, what sort of experience am I allowed to create? And a right to create your own experiences where you get to be the standard of your own experience versus making somebody else the standard. Where you always have to do it their way. That's called codependency. Earlier in life, you know, I mean, therapists should refer to it that way. But there's something that's a little unique about this one is, you know, a little one finds out they're big and strong. They're strong, you know, they can be good and bad, loving and not so loving. And it's an ability to embrace the fullness of our humanity and yet create the experience we want. It's, we're vulnerable and we can be victors all at the same time, you know. Then after that, we have a right to assert. And a right to assert is you get to speak up with your voice, to speak your truth in an attuned way, not just spouting off, but, you know, seeking. You can say congruently what you want and expect that to be listened to and heard to, and you get a right to have your wins in life. This is where, and when you have that, you will naturally pick someone who will co-create and share influence with you. One of the researches with couples is that 82% of the time, men do not share influence with women. There's a technical term in the research for those men. You know what the, what they're called, Dolly?
Oh, gosh. I don't want to.
They're called divorcees. They're called divorcees. That's
right.
What they're called. Yeah, so this is really important, and men have to be able to speak. Now, for men, it's speaking your truth in a way that acknowledges their truth as well, okay? And then the last right, once you get these feelings of welcome to a joy, worthy and nourished and cherished and protected, that comes from the right to separate and belong, and then you get empowered with choice. That's the feeling you get from the right to create your experience and the right to assert. Once you get welcomed and worthy and cherished and empowered, a baby gets that, then they know they're loved and lovable, and you get the sixth right, a right to love and be loved. That means you can be as much loved, and then you can love somebody and be loved right back. And as adults, we wouldn't want it for little ones, but it also has the sexual dimensions. So you can have passion and partnership in the same package. Whenever you hear someone say, how come the hot ones and the good ones can't be in the same package? You know they've got a split right to love and be loved. They don't have the full right for partnership and passion. So in a secure brain that creates lasting relationships, we have these six rights that give us these four feelings, and our brain uses those feelings to navigate, do they make me feel worthy or not? Do they make me feel empowered? And if they do, that's a possible taker. That's a possible, I don't want that one. Or no, that's a possible person that's going to dominate. No, don't want that one because I deserve better. The problem that what happens if we were given other feelings like unwelcomed or unworthy or uncherished or disempowered? That brain will use those as references too. And then we're off picking people that make us feel unworthy, and we go, how does that keep showing up? Or disempowered, and how does that keep showing up? How does we keep having the same pattern? And the trick to safe to love is take whatever those feelings were that will make us anxious or avoidant and not secure and that won't create lasting love, and to swap them out for the real ones. That's
okay.
The cool. Yeah.
So how do we rewire our brains? How do you, what systems do you have? Besides, okay, we know these rights, but how do we put them into action?
Well,
you know, it's hard. When you want to be emotional, you want to hold hands, you want to be intimate, you want love notes, I mean, love languages, right? And that's lacking. You've rewired your brain. Do you just, if you encounter someone that's not on board with that, just have to quickly separate and not, try to change the person?
We can't really change another human being. That doesn't work. But we can do the deep work on ourselves. And for couples, I've worked with one person and changed relationships, usually the woman in this regard. But it's a whole lot better if both show up. And the real trick is to do the deep work. You can't do this by yourself, not even if you're a therapist. I've worked with therapists. And, you have to have someone that understands these rights and does the deep work. It's about going back. It's not just knowing you have a missing right, or I don't feel worthy, I don't have a missing right here or there. It's about being able to get that early part of your brain that's deeply subconscious to allow it's okay to feel welcome. It's okay to feel, it's safe to feel empowered again. That's the key. For instance, in my own family, my mother was alcoholic. And she was violent when she got drunk. You didn't want to be a part of a we. We was not the good deal. The best deal was to be separate. And so you didn't want to feel cherished because there was no cherished didn't really exist. So I got the feeling of uncherished and unprotected. And I had to be separate because separate was better than being in the same room with her and getting hit. Now, if separate becomes the way you do intimacy, and that was the right I got, imagine how that showed up even though I loved my first wife, a part of me was always pulling away, being separate, being in my head, doing my research. Though I loved her deeply, another part would say, remember the last time about that? We were not sure about it, and it was running old safety. And then she eventually gets fed up with it, and I couldn't understand it because it was safer having a big degree of separation than it was to be close, to be really intimate. And the trick is to go back and to be able to restore. It feels safe to belong. It's okay to belong again. So then I had a right to feel cherished and protected and to cherish and protect someone else because we always give the feelings we have. Now, that was, in a nutshell, the deeper work that therapy didn't give me. They gave me really nice, interesting stories to tell or explanations, but it didn't change the core feelings that were determining how I related to women, either in terms of how I picked them or how I would maintain a relationship. And the real key is if you're listening to this, just scale of 1 to 10, how welcomed in life have you felt? How worthy have you felt in your relationships? How cherished and how empowered? And if it's, you know, 8 or above, you're good to go in that area. But if it's not, just notice if that keeps showing up. And the key will be to give yourself welcomed rather than unwelcomed, worthy rather than unworthy or undeserving or not enough, cherished rather than, I have to be by myself or I always lose myself, and empowered. The key is to do some really deep work with someone who knows how to reset these rights so that your brain uses 4 secure feelings to pick and choose. That's when love goes well.
See, there's hope for all of us that yearn for real, enduring love. Number 3 is out there somewhere for you. I'm with you, Doc.
Oh, yeah.
No, I love it.
You know, brains will take the best deal available, and if you just give it enough safety, it will gladly take a better deal. But you got to be, and it's not making yourself wrong. It's not trying to beat it into submission, that part of you, realizing it's there. It's working for you. It's trying to keep you on the planet. And whatever that painful pattern is, it's because some part of your brain is working really hard on your behalf. We just got to give it a better contract. Give it a pay raise. Maybe even an office with a window, and a window called love.
Right. Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, great advice, Dr. Salyer. And we really appreciate you coming on the show. The book is called Safe to Love Again, How to Release the Pain of Past Relationships. Take the love you deserve. Thank you again for coming on the show. My pleasure.
Thank you, Dolly. It's been wonderful. Thank you very, very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, my next guest will be on in just a moment. It's Julie Cornick with the Bright Side Theater. But first, I got to do a shout-out to a little girl, 12-year-old kidpreneur, they call her. She's an entrepreneur child. Her name is Elena Morse, and she invented Zoli candy. This candy cleans your teeth, people. She just sent me a bunch of this candy. My kids tried it, and there's a Zappy Taffy and Zoli lollipops. It is too good to be good for your teeth. I can't believe it. They're delicious. It's an after-you-eat treat for a healthy smile, supercharged with 2 ingredients that I'm not going to even try to pronounce. They naturally raise the pH after a meal and help the risk of tooth decay. Imagine that. Mom-approved, kid-created, natural, dentist-recommended. So keep on smiling. Check out this Zoli candy, clean teeth candy. Isn't that something else? A 12-year-old girl invented that. Man, I was lucky I figured out how to make Kool-Aid at that age. You're listening to The Good Show, The Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'm really glad to have back on the show my friend, Miss Julie Cornick, with the founder of the Bright Side Theater in Naperville. Awesome. Julie is joined by Becca Duff, who's playing the role of Christine. I mentioned to you, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is now or coming to the Bright Side Theater at Miley Swallow Hall in June. And Julie, are you there? Julie and Becca?
I'm here, Dolly. How are you? I'm here as well. Thanks so much.
Oh, hi, Becca. Okay, the first little voice I heard, Julie, sounds like you're driving. A mom, multitasking.
I am actually on the side of a road. So, yes, I'm in the vehicle.
Please be safe.
You know us moms, we do multiple things at the same time.
You especially, running this bright side, and then you've got this, are you getting ready for those summer camps? You got the summer camps coming on, big show coming up. Yeah. So, and then we're going to have time. We are going to dive into season 9. Is it 9 coming up?
It is season 9 coming up.
Gosh, I can't believe it's season 9. So we're wrapping up season 8 with Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And Beth is going to be playing the role of Christine in that production. So let's just start with Julie. Julie, just give us the details about the show and when it's coming and playing. Tickets, we are going to be giving away some free tickets on the show as well. So take it away, Julie.
Yeah, so Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is a musical farce. So you know Brightside Theater loves the farce genre, and so this is great that it falls both in the musical form as well. So it is based on the movie that we all grew up in love in the late 80s with Michael Caine and Steve Martin playing a couple con men on the French Riviera, and so they took that movie and made a musicalized version of it. So really fun, really kitschy, great music, big dance numbers, lots of comedy throughout the script, and some absurdity, which is always kind of fun. And both Becca and I actually both had the chance to be in the show. I'm playing one of the women who does get conned somewhere along the way, but may find love in the end. I'm playing Muriel Eubanks. But Christine gets into some of the conning action, too. So it's playing June 7th through the 23rd of June on Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. And it's a great way to wind up our 8th season, which we named Dreamers and Schemers. So the show is mixed with both. We've definitely got the dreamers and some pretty intense schemers in the show. So it's just a lot of fun. So Christine's got plays a great character within this show, and Becca's having, I hope, a good time doing it for us.
Becca, how has it been playing back with the Brightside Theater, right? You played before in the theater, haven't you? You've been on the show before.
Oh, maybe not on the show. I previously performed with Brightside Theater a couple times in their 16-17 season, 2016-2017, and I was back last year in 39 sets, and I'm so excited to have the opportunity to be back for season 8 with Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. It's been a lot of fun. As Julie said, they love farce, which is fun for the audience and definitely fun for all the actors, as we have, you know, over-the-top characterizations and a real heightened reality. It's really fun just playing with the other actors and discovering that humor.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your role, Christine, the role of Christine.
Well, she is announced as the American Soap Queen, and she arrives on the scene after they've established this relationship, this competition between Lawrence and Freddie as con men. So she appears to be, she's very seemingly innocent, naive, and sincere and good-natured. And she meets Freddie, who pretends to be paralyzed, and Lawrence, who pretends to be his therapist, as they are attempting to swindle her out of $50,000. And as they say, hilarity ensues, and we discover that she's got a motive of her own.
Very interesting. This should be a good one to see, guys. You don't want to miss the Dirty Rotten Scoundrels at the Brightside Theater in Naperville at Miley Swallow Hall. Julie Cornick is playing in it. I don't know if you heard her. It kind of was a little muffled, Jule, but she's playing Muriel Eubanks, if you're familiar with the production of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And, you know, I was curious, how you guys put on such great productions. How long from start of auditions to start of the show do you guys practice for?
Yeah, so we actually started in, we had some touch and go with auditions with our lovely Chicago weather in January with ice and snow. So for the safety of anybody coming out to audition, we canceled those and rescheduled. So we were actually in real early February, started the rehearsal process in just shortly after Easter time frame, so kind of mid to late April. And then we typically will rehearse Sunday nights through Thursday nights and kind of just call the actors as they're needed within themes and dances and music that they're in, and then get the show in production. So ultimately, the actors are there approximately a six-week time frame for a musical before we're up and running. So lots of work that goes on behind the scenes to kind of get to that point and getting our musicians set up and getting our artistic designers focused on the show and getting that story really to come to life on the stage.
Yeah, the magic really comes to life very quickly, 6 weeks. And, of course, we've got a multitasking, a mom who is always juggling, who can do it. Every production I've ever seen with the Bright Side Theater, I wish I could make them all. I try. I really do. But I'm always just so blown away how very talented, the talent that you get from, and that comes to the southwest suburbs in Naperville. You just really attract a lot. And people from even out of state come and perform
they
with
do.
The Bright Side
yeah.
Theater. You've gained
quite
a reputation, even nationally now, huh, Julie?
Not quite, but we bring a different feel to what the surrounding theaters do. So yes, we are a professional organization. We are a non-equity, still a non-for-profit organization, always going to be that non-for-profit piece. But what our kind of goal is to take some of these big shows, and we've done some big ones along the way, and kind of put it into the really intimate space that we have at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall. We are so grateful to North Central College. We are simply renters there, but they work to get our schedules in with the school schedules. They actually have a graduation service in the theater the afternoon of our opening night. So we work really hard with North Central so that all of our needs are met and we get to perform in this beautiful, intimate three-quarter thrust stage space, which only seats about 240 people. So the thing that our audience walks away with is this great opportunity to see a production that maybe they've even seen somewhere else before. Dream on Scoundrels is one of those that isn't produced quite as frequently out there. It's a little bit of a newer piece, so we are glad to do that. But they can come and see something and a story that they know and see it done in a space in a very unique fashion and kind of bringing that big production in a small space and feeling a part of the actual production itself. So
right.
In
it's
the
such an intimate
space,
theater.
You kind of get wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Becca, for you as an actress, what is it like not only just being with associated with the Bright Side Theater, but in that theater space, what do you get from that? You haven't had an audience in front of you. But in the past, with this show anyway, in the past, though, do you feel the energy in the room with the audience because it is such an intimate space? What's that experience like for you?
Oh, definitely. I love that theater space. I think the size, and I love that it's a thrust, makes for a really great relationship between the actors and the audience. And the way all the directors and staff at Brightside really utilize that space and make the most of it is really awesome. I mean, they've got the entrances, these two vans that come right in between to the aisle, right in between the audience members, and then like the balcony area and everything to really make it a surround sound experience, if you will. And so it's really great.
Yeah, there's not a bad seat in that theater. I've sat in almost every section of that theater, and you know, even way in the back, and I've enjoyed every spot. You really do feel that you're part of the energy in the room. It's really an exciting place to watch a show. It's what a great place for the Bright Side Theater to be in. Now, they're going from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, you're going to be kind of segueing into season 9 in the fall. So, Julie, tell us a little bit about season 9, and I'm really excited about the first production coming.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of started to, we always have to theme our seasons. And so this season, season 9, is Guilty Pleasures. And it's not necessarily what you may think that to be. It's kind of those shows that, you know, kind of sit and watch over and over. There's just something about them that kind of attracts you to them. And so we have some really kind of fun new things coming this year. So we are going to kick off our season with A Christmas Carol, the musical. So this is, again, the musicalized version of the Christmas classic that we all know. So we're going to open the day after Thanksgiving, a fabulous time for production for family and to begin to get into the holiday mood. And then from there, we're going to go into a new series for us. So we're going to do a concert version of a show. So that's going to be a staged version. So we are going to do the musical Nine. So since we're in our ninth season, like, you got to do the musical Nine, right? So it's based on a book and a movie, and so they had a musicalized version, a movie of that show as well, but we're going to do it actually in a smaller, even more intimate space just down the street at the Madden Theater at North Central College. So it's actually that black box space in Wentz, the big concert hall building. So we're going to take just a weekend because it's a show that is not produced quite as often, but we really want to focus on the glorious score and the music from that show. So this is going to be a new opportunity for our audience to come and see Brightside and perhaps a little bit more listen to a production that they've never seen before. It's another one that's not produced in the area a lot, so we wanted to bring that to our audience. We're going to then move to Steel Magnolias, which is just a classic piece. It just celebrated its 30th anniversary, and it's just one of those movies that you might be flipping through and see it on one of those stations, and we always kind of stop and watch that piece. So another little bit of guilty pleasure, and then what a way to end our season with a phenomenon called Mamma Mia. So we'll be doing that in June of 2020.
Wow, all great shows. Great shows. This is so exciting. What a great season you have planned. Season 9 with the Brightside Theater. Amazing. Now tell us a little bit, Julie, we have some time. Let's talk about the summer projects. I know you have camps this summer, and then you've got the youth project. Is the youth project part of season 9? And I see Frozen Junior.
Frozen Junior, another guilty pleasure. It fits awfully nice into that season as well. It's just a brand new offering in regards to getting the rights to the production. It is not exactly like the cartoon movie. It is more like the Broadway production that is going to actually come through and tour through Chicago, you know, later on in 2020 as well. So it's a great opportunity. We have a camp for kids. We've now extended it so that not just from third grade to 12th grade, but now from kindergarten. We've got two camps for kindergartners and second graders. They can come and participate. It's a week-long camp where they'll come and sing one day, dance one day, act one day with different pieces and clips to get exposed to Frozen Junior, and then put on a little performance for mom and dad or family on that last day. So great way to just kind of explore a little bit and have some fun with some friends in the theater world and kind of bring them into that. And then we will then put on the full production in March of 2020. So at that point, we do audition our kids to place them in appropriate roles, but it is an educational program, and that is really our focus. So the kids will come and pay to participate in kind of really these classes that culminates into the production. And we'll have six performances of Frozen Junior for friends and family as well as the general public. So another great way to introduce kids to about a 60 to 65 minute theater production. So perfect for all ages to come out and celebrate Frozen Junior next year.
Fantastic. Well, you heard it here, announced season 9 for the Brightside Theater by Julie Kornick. Check out the brightsidetheater.com for more details and specific dates so you can plan for it. But they also have season ticket holder passes, right, Julie, that you can subscribe
yes.
to?
Yes. So yeah. Season 9 is just on sale now, so you can actually call the box office, and you can get the best seats at the best prices, ability to switch dates around if they don't work for you to get you still the best seats in the house for the show. But it's great. It's a great way to treat yourself to four nights out of theater in a year. And it's nice to be in downtown Naperville, so close to all the wonderful restaurants, free parking on the street, really quality productions at such a low rate, and come out and support the arts. We'd love to have you there.
Absolutely. Support the arts, and no better way to do it than with the Brightside Theater. You definitely get your money's worth and more by going to these shows and participating in them and supporting such talented people like Becca Duff. Becca, thanks so much for being on the show with us this week. Break a leg with Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now through June 7th through the 23rd, Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3. What a great Father's Day gift. You know, Father's Day is around the corner, and what a great gift for an anniversary or for mom, a season ticket pass for season 9. How about that? I'm all full of ideas today, Julie. Okay.
I love it. I love it.
Thanks. You know, Julie Cornick, thanks so much for the Brightside Theater. Thanks for coming on the show again. Always a pleasure talking to you. Becca Duff, who is playing the role of Christine in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Don't miss her. Such a talented actress there. Don't miss it now. June 23rd. I meant June 7th. I keep saying now through, but it's June 7th. Through June 23rd, and we'll be giving away some free tickets on the show to spread the love and the joy and the laughter with the Bright Side. Thanks, everybody, so much for tuning into the show. Thank you again, Julie. And
thank you, Dolly.
Okay. Take care now.
Thank you.
See you soon. We'll see you at the show.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll see you there.
Okay. We end the show on a positive note, everybody. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And don't forget, be good to me. Like the show on Facebook and Instagram, the love. We love to feature non-for-profits on the show like the Bright Side Theater and supporting our military and folks and so much more. If you've got a non-for-profit you want to promote on the show, I want to hear from you. Please do contact me. And next week we're going to have – oh, shoot. I had my list here. Oh, I misplaced it. Well, I don't know. We'll have to plug it later. So check out the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and on Instagram. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. So long, everybody. Take care now.
Ooh, yeah.